The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 25th Chapter, text number 5, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 5th, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Maitreya said, when Kardama left for the forest, Lord Kapila stayed on the strand of the Bindu Sarovara in order to please his mother, Devahuti.
Itari prasthite aranyam matu priya chikirishaya tasmin bindu sare vasi bhagavan kabila kila. So, father, what is the name? Kardamuni. Kardamuni left home. So, Kardamuni was a great yogi. So, he was not interested in family life. But once he desired, let me marry. So, Vaivasvatamano, he brought his daughter Devahuti and she was married with Kapila, Kardamuni. So Kardamuni, the wife, a king's daughter, but she was serving the husband. And the yogi, in a cottage he was living, and she was king's daughter, princess. So working, she became very skinny. So Kardamuni took passion upon her, that this girl has come to me. She is not in a comfortable position. So, by his yogic power, he created big palatial house, many servants, maid servants, garden, everything. Not only that, Kardamuni created one airship. It was just like a small city. The modern airship, they have prepared 747, can carry about 500 passengers. Of course, very big. But Kardamuni created an airship just like a small city. In that airship, there was nice lake and palaces and garden. And not only that, the airship traveled all over the universe. They could not make any airship to go to the moon planet, but Kardamuni, by his yogic power, he created an airship which could go to all the planets. This is yogic power. Anima, Labhima, Prakti, all kinds of siddhi, material siddhi. Whatever he likes, he can do. That is yoga siddhi. Not simply pressing the nose and making some gymnastics. One must gain the yogic siddhi. By the siddha yogi, he can do everything he likes. He can become smaller than the smallest and bigger than the biggest. Whatever he likes, he can get immediately in hand. Wherever he likes, he can go. That is yoga siddhi. So this Kardamuni was a siddha yogi, and his wife, Devahuti, So he had 9 daughters, and they were all distributed to the Prajapatis, just like Dakha Maharaj Prajapati, and there are many others. And the only son was this Kapil there. He is incarnation of God, Krishna. And he is one of the Mahajan. Mahajan means authority. There are 12 authorities. According to Vedic Shastra, one of them is this Kapila. Sambhu Narada Sambhu Kapila Kumara Manu. Prahlada Janaka Bhishma Bali Vayasaji Bhayam. This is a statement of Jamaraj. Jamaraj is also one of the authorities. So, Sambhu means Brahma. And Sambhu Narad Muni, he is also authority. And Sambhu, Lord Shiva, he is authority. Similarly, Kapila Dev, he is also authority. This authority should be followed. If we want to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and if we want to understand what is the purpose of religious life, then we have to follow this Mahajana. Mahajana jina gatasya pantha dharmasya tattam nihitam guhayam. Mahajana gatasya pantha dharmasya tattam. So dharmasya tattam is explained by the Dharma Setu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam vraja. That is actually dharma. And all these Mahajans, Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kapila, these also follow the same principle. Therefore, we cannot understand very easily what is the truth of religious system. But if we follow this Mahajan, then we can understand. So that Kapil Muni is explaining to his mother the glories of devotional service. So if we follow him, then he also get informed what is the truth of devotional service. Mahajana jina gatasya pantha. Yet another feature is that pitari prasthiti aranne. So it is the system of varnasram dharma. Panchasuddhi vanam bhajet. One who has passed over 50 years of age, he must leave home and go to the forest and completely devote his life for spiritual realization. That is the system, varnasram. The name Hindu is a foreign name given by the Muslims on the other side of the ocean. They used to say the inhabitants of this part of the world as Hindu. Actually, you won't find this word Hindu in any Vedic literature. The Vedic literature, you'll find varnasandha. Civilized human being means who are following strictly the varnasam institution. 4 varnas and 4 ashrams. So, 4 varnas means Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, and 4 ashrama means Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. So for Brahmana, the 4 ashramas should be followed. Brahmana should become a child born in Brahmin family and trained up nicely as brahmachari, then he becomes a grihastha, then he gives up the home. That is called vanaprastha. And after that, he takes sannyas. So, this Kardamani did it. Because he was a yogi, he strictly followed the principle. So, as soon as Kapildev was grown up, the mother, Devahuti, was given in his charge and Kardamani left home. Therefore, it is said that Pitari Prasthute Aranyam Matur Piyati Girishaya. Now it is the duty of the son. Woman should be under the protection. In the Manusangita it is said that woman should not be given freedom. Nasyang Satantata Harati. They cannot properly utilize freedom. It is better to remain dependent. That is very good. Independent woman cannot be happy. That's a fact. We have seen in the Western countries, in the name of independence, so many women are unhappy. So that is not recommended in the Vedic civilization or the Varnasam Dharma. So therefore, the mother, Devahuti, was given under the charge of his grown-up son, Kapildev. And Kapildev was fully cognizant that he has to take care of his mother. And therefore, Matur Piyoti Kirishaya. And it is the duty of the father to protect the girl very nicely. Women are very delicate, they should be given. So, during childhood, until she attains, youthhood, puberty, the girl is under the protection of the father. Still in India, the father takes care of the girl until she is married to a suitable boy. The father takes, and then the young husband takes care of the young girl, wife, and then some children are born and then grown up. Suppose a man marries at the age of, that is the highest. A boy is married not later than 25 years, and the girl is not married not later than 16 years. That is the system. So, a 16-year girl and 25-year boy, if the child is born, then when the man is 50 years old, the child becomes 25 years old, so he can take charge. So taking this calculation, even Kapildev was 25 years old, he was quite able to take charge of his mother, Devahuti. So he knew that father left my mother in my charge, and therefore I must take charge of my mother and keep her always pleased. Matur Priya Chikirsa. The boy is not irresponsible. He is always ready to please his mother. Here we have given these pictures in this Bhagavatam. Here Kapildev in a brahmachari dress and mother is taking lesson from the son. Now, sometimes it is how the mother will take lesson from the son. That is the prerogative of the male. Stree In the Bhagavad Gita it is also said, Man hipartha vipasritya jipisu papajonaya sriya sriya sudra tatha vaishya. An old man is considered in the level of sudra. Although an old man is married with a Brahmin, the old man is not offered the sacred thread. And in the Bhagavad Gita, it is also accepted like that by the Supreme Person. Sriya Vaishyas Tatha Sudra. And another place, it is said that Mahabharata was compiled by Vyasadeva because the direct Vedic knowledge is not understandable. Sri Sudra Dvijabandhunam Trina Suti Gocha. Tri means Vedic literature. They cannot understand. Sri Sudra Dvijabandhuna. Woman and the Sudras and Dvijabandhu. Dvijabandhu means born in a Brahmin family but not qualified as Brahmin. They are called not Brahmin. They are called Dvijabandhu. So this Mahabharata was made by Vyasadeva for this Sri Sudra Dvijabandhuna. Therefore Mahabharata is called Fifth Vedas. There are four Vedas, Sam, Yajur, Atharva, and Mahabharata is the fifth Veda. And the essence of Vedic knowledge is given within the Mahabharata, this Bhagavad Gita. Although woman is inferior than the man, still the Vedic civilization is so perfect that the man as father, as husband, and as son takes care, full care of the woman. This is Vedic civilization. Therefore it is said that Matut Priya Chikirsa. The son was ready always to see that mother is not unhappy. My father has gone away, so she may not feel the absence of my father. This very word is very significant. Matut Priya Chikirsa. She was always ready to take care of mother, and the best care is to give her knowledge. Because women are supposed to be less intelligent, therefore they should be given knowledge. And they should also follow. They should follow the father's instruction, they should follow the husband's instruction, they should follow grown-up, learned, scholar like Kapildev. Then their life is perfect. Remain dependent. Tasmin Bindu Sarovare Avasit. They lived there in the Bindu, on the bank of the Bindu Sarovar lake. Avasit Bhagavan Kapila. Now Kapildev is Bhagavan. There is another Kapildev, Kapil Rishi. He is atheist. But here this Kapildev is authority and Bhagavan, incarnation of Krishna, Bhagavan, most powerful. Bhagavan means most powerful, all power. Vaisajyasya samagrasya bijyasya jasasya sriya jnana vairagyascaiva sarayati bhagangana. Bhagavan, all-powerful means that vaisajyasya, all opulence, all wealth, all reputation, all knowledge, all beauty, all renunciation, in this way Bhagavan is opulent, six opulences. And this six opulences is fully represented in Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is accepted. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. And others, their expansion or incarnation, Vishnu Tattva. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the Goswamis, they have analyzed the characteristics of Bhagavan. The first Bhagavan is Lord Brahma. First Bhagavan is Krishna. But the Bhagavan realization, the opulences realization begins from Lord Brahma. He is Jivatattva. Jivatattva means he is ordinary living being, like us. If you become powerful in spiritual strength, then you can also have the post of Lord Brahma. And better than Lord Brahma is Lord Shiva. And better than Lord Shiva is Vishnu or Lord Narayana. And the best of all of them is Krishna. Krishna Sru Bhagavan Sayam. That is the analysis of the Vedic Shastra. So, all Shastras accept the Brahma Samhita and I mean to say, other all Shastras, Krishna Sru, even Shankaracharya accept. Sa Bhagavan Sayam. Krishna, Shankaracharya, this Mayavadi philosopher, impersonalist, he also accepts Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And all the acharyas, Ramanucharya, Vadhyacharya, Vishnuswami, Nimbarka, and lately Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all accept Krishna Sru Bhagavan Sam. So Kapil Dev is incarnation and he instructed his mother, Devahuti, therefore to distinguish two Kapilas. One Kapila is the atheist Kapila and the other Kapila is Bhagavan Kapila. Therefore Bhagavan Kapila is known as Devahuti Putra Kapila. Both of them expounded the Sankhya philosophy, but the atheist Kapila expounded without understanding or without perception or realization of God. And here Kapildev, he is expounding Sankhya philosophy to his mother personally. Just like Krishna personally expounded the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, his friend. Similarly, Kapildev Bhagavan, he expounded the Sankhya philosophy to his mother, Devahuti, and that we are explaining.